From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Next week, A-10 fighter jet crews will compete against each other in the desert outside of Boise. So think NASCAR, but with fighter jets in the air. The competition is called Hog Smoke, and the 190th Fighter Squadron from the Idaho Air National Guard is pretty good at this. They won the competition for the third time last year, and they're hosting the event this year. So joining us to talk about Hog Smoke is Lieutenant Colonel Jason Cobb with the 190th Fighter Squadron. His call sign is Jody. So we want to welcome you to the show, Jody.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, let's just get to the basics. What is an A-10 Warthog?
It's the best airplane, the close air support airplane ever built to support the ground troops on the ground. It's built around a 30 millimeter Gatling gun and carries a bunch of different armament and munitions to service the friendly ground forces that are on the ground that need help, our help and support.
So what are the traditional missions that an A-10 would be used for?
We got a bunch of different missions that we can fly. We're pretty unique in that aspect. We do close air support, and that is a detailed integration with the troops on the ground. And also we could do combat search and rescue. We are equipped with very sophisticated equipment to find and help downed or distressed airmen or air crew that are on the ground. And we could also do forward airmen, which help facilitate battle space management and ordnance on target on time to help other assets achieve their desired effects as needed. We also can do air interdiction attacks as well. We've done numerous of those where we go find targets, or there's targets that's designated for us to go strike, and we go and strike those targets and then come home. So we're kind of a multi-role asset, really, all the way around.
And how long have the A-10s been at Gowan Field?
Oh, they've been here since 1996. They replaced the F-4s that we had here in the day. So they've been around for quite some time.
So I want to talk about Hog Smoke. I mentioned this in the intro, but tell us what happens during this competition.
So Hog Smoke is a huge biannual event where it happens every other year, and all the A-10 units from around the world get together and we share stories. We have a big party, but then there is also a big competition where we are given certain scenarios that are very difficult and that we have to go and try to achieve to see who the best top tactical team is, but also the top bombing and strafing team as well, through all sorts of different kind of environments that we set up. And so this year there's 15 teams that are competing and that get to go out on the range and show their stuff, and then we come back and see who the best of the best is, and then have a big party and celebrate.
So then who, you said there are 15 teams, so who competes? Are these squadrons from around the country?
They are. Most of the squadrons, there is one overseas squadron that competes, and it's OSON. It's the 25th Fighter Squadron at OSON. But most of these other units are now spread across the country through active duty and guard and reserve units that come in here. So all sorts of flavors there that come in, and we'll be here for 3 days competing.
Okay, so I have people in my family who are huge airplane fans. Can people watch this? I mean, can folks come out and watch it, or are you out in the desert and you're just competing in the air?
We're out in the desert, unfortunately. The range is actually about 2 hours away, and so it's really hard to kind of get to. So some bases, it's easier to watch, but our base is pretty secluded as far as where the range is, and it takes a little bit of time to get there. So it's really not really a public event. It's more just kind of for us and more of a private event.
Well, and it's really more than a competition, right? I mean, you're actually also doing training at a really high level, correct?
That is absolutely correct. So teams that are coming in right now, the squadrons that are out there, they're training right now to all sorts of different scenarios, like whether it could be like GPS jamming systems, threat systems, systems that anomalies that we may have that we don't have, available to us, degraded systems. All the teams are now focused on, they don't know what they're going to get until they kind of get here. So that's what makes it unique, is the squadrons are training right now for a whole bunch of different variables that they may or may not, you know, find once Hog Smoke starts. Once Hog Smoke starts, they kind of find the scenario, then they have to execute based on their training that they've been doing the last few months.
Okay, so how fun is this for you?
Oh, yeah, incredibly. it's a lot of fun. And what's really fun is just the camaraderie and getting to see some of the people that you've flown in combat with that you haven't seen for years. So it's really a lot of fun.
So I mentioned the 190th Fighter Squadron has won the Hog Smoke competition 3 times in the past. Are you betting, man? Are you betting on a win this year?
Nah, you know it. I've got my bet already placed, and it's $190 attack.
Okay, so you're pretty confident about this.
Oh, I would say, yes, I'm confident, tongue in cheek there. I'm confident. I'm not flying in it, but I expect nothing
okay,
but the best
wait,
from the guy here.
You're not flying in it, but you're betting on it. This is even better.
Absolutely. So I get to sit back and watch, and now I get to have the fun and see if they come back victorious again.
Right, exactly. Yeah, win your money. What a great competition, but also what a way to train as well. I really appreciated this conversation with you today.
Oh, you bet. I'm really glad to have it. And really, it's an awesome event. It's an awesome airplane. And just the experience that people are coming in, are bringing from decades of experience flying this aircraft in combat, actual combat missions and in other Hog Smokes and training. It's just unbelievable. Coming here for 3 days.
How exciting. We have been talking with Lieutenant Colonel Jason Cobb with the 190th Fighter Squadron at Gowan Field. We've been talking about the A-10 fighter jet competition. It's planned for next week in Idaho. Not really something that the public can go see because they're doing this competition so far out in the desert. But that Hog Smoke competition starts next week, and we will see if the 190th Fighter Squadron brings home the win once again, or Jody's out $190. So we appreciate your time
right,
today.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Jody. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.